And we have heard earlier that the difference between in the beginning, Genesis 1, and this one, in the beginning. Brethren, this is the mind of God. That one eternal life, seen in a person, in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, has been introduced. God is working on a new creation. And this is why it is a new beginning that the Apostle John highlights in his writing. It is also very important, and we have heard before, that we are not holding to a doctrine, but to a person. And that is true 100%. But I would like to suggest that it is also important and needed that the teaching of it, the teaching that these things are in a person, might be rooted and grounded in the saints of God, to be able to take it up and to stand against the attacks of the enemy who desires to take away these things from the saints of God. The third quick thing that I want to present, it's very interesting that he starts in the beginning, but when John takes up the Lord Jesus, he has in mind the beginning of his ministry. Because John never handled the Lord Jesus for 30 years, if you will. But that which we have heard, and I would like to suggest, that is the calling of Christ, follow me. But it is very unique and interesting also that he starts with the hearing and then with the saying. But when you come to verse 3, he repeats again two things which we have seen and heard. And I like that thought, brethren. To me personally, I trust that you might like it. That although he starts with the seeing in verse 2, the second one, but in verse 3 he starts with the seeing first. As if to say that the sight of John toward the person of the Lord Jesus Christ was never taken away. So it is focusing and fixing the eyes upon Christ as a continuous thing in the life of the Apostle John. He is the one who could always discern when he sees Christ Jesus. You see that also in the last chapter of the Gospel of John, chapter 21. It is the Lord, the one who has his sight and his eyes focused always upon Christ, could discern the person of Christ at all times. And quickly, is that it is the Word of Life. The Gospel of John uniquely sets before us the Word of Life, and in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, the Word of God. In the Gospel of John, he is the Word. It's a declaration of who the person of the Lord Jesus is, that the Word was God. In the second part, with the first epistle, it is, as we heard from Brother Brian, it is really, you say it with a very few words, and it's very humbling to even to say it. It's the expression of the life of God. But when you go to Revelation chapter 19, the Lord Jesus is the Word of God, the one who came to express what is in the heart of God and what are the purposes of God and the plans of God regarding man and regarding this world.